The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Oh, my God.
Official. Pete Hegseth is the new defense secretary, with J.D. Vance, the vice president, casting the deciding vote.
Even saying that. Happy Monday, you bastards. Even saying Secretary of Defense Hegseth is a threat to national security. You understand that, right? You do? You're down with that? Don't you understand? And then, you know, he gave his little directive to the military. You know, he said... he wanted to talk to the force, the force. I don't think he meant, you know, like in the Star Wars-y way, because if he did, he'd be on the dark side, as we all know. I mean, he can barely sit up and, you know, take the oath. So, I mean, honest to God, he told the force never back down, never back down. Now, if you actually game that out in a strategic way, if you never back down and you never gave up, we'd still be in Iraq. We'd still be in Afghanistan. You understand that? I mean, he wants to focus on lethality. Lethality. Well, that sounds like something some drunk guy says at the end of the bar. Okay? I mean, of course the military is supposed to be a lethal force. It is the premise of every military ever compiled in the history of man. But there's other things that the military does, like feed each other. I don't think you want lethality, you know, invested in and ingrained in the person who's making, I don't even know what to call it anymore. I mean, it's the crap on a shingle. I don't know what to call it. It's, that delicious, beefy, you know, kind of a sour, creamy, chipped beef served on French. Well, it's not even French toast. It's served on, dry toast. I mean, do you want lethality drilled into that person when the food is already that bad? No, I say no. I say check the expiration date on the yogurt containers.
Of all the things that are concerning this country, lethality of our military...
is not one of them.
Is not one of them.
Thank
I honestly
you.
Don't know who needs to be more afraid, the American public or the rest of the world.
Right. Right. Certainly not the Kansas City Chiefs. Slipped it in there. I slipped it in. I slipped it.
Hey.
Slipped it in. Brett, you couldn't possibly have been rooting for the Buffalo Bills. There is no way you are a Florida man, which I know you and I are not. Okay, we're New York.
I'm from upstate New York, but
I know.
I hate the Bills. I grew up hating Jim Kelly, Don
Beebe. All right.
I hated that team.
Okay.
I hate Patty Mahomes and those guys.
Stop
more.
It.
I hate the whole
They're
deal.
That
the
good.
Whole circus.
They are to be that
it.
Good, as Howard kept saying in his stupor at the end of the game. To be that good.
I'm waiting for the tent to just come down on top of the whole circus. I'm tired of it. I'm done.
Oh, no.
Let's go Eagles. And
no,
I hate
it's
Eagles.
Not a Tom Let's Brady situation. It isn't. I mean, that kind of, you know, hatred, especially after the facelift. Have you seen it? Have you seen the facelift? The Tom Brady?
No, I didn't.
Whoever the doctor is, jot my name down, jot it down, pass me the paper, pass it to me. I want that. He's very taut, very taut. I mean, it's, incredible, incredibly, man. But okay, so what are you saying? That you wanted Kansas City to lose to the Bills and you wanted the Bills to be in the Super Bowl? I mean,
oh, man.
That cannot be.
When you verbalize it, I almost get sick to my
See?
Stomach. But yes, but I will say this.
But here you are, giving me a hard time.
I know, I'm going to get killed too, but I will say this. The only reason I hate Brady and Mahomes as much as I do is because they are forces of nature. When it comes to football, like they're hurricanes, they're tornadoes. You can't do anything about it. They come, they wreck your whole season, they wreck everything. They're so good, they have garnered this kind of hate from me, both of them.
So, Philly?
Let's go, Philly.
Oh!
Let's go.
No. I like everything about Kansas City. And, you know, as a girl would say, I like their uniforms. All right. That's enough. That's all I got to say, especially in this environment, in the new Trump admin, okay, where women are devalued and we're back to the kitchen and tie the apron on. And listen, I made a lemon meringue pie this weekend. Oh, yes, I did, from scratch.
It's like my favorite
dessert. I walked right out the door without it. I walked right out. I made it for you and Howard. It's my birthday, but I made it for you and Howard because Howard couldn't possibly eat the whole freaking pie, okay? No matter how hard he tried or wanted to or desired or lusted after it or, you know, one thin mint, he would have exploded. So there's plenty of pie. There's plenty of pie left. And I walked right out the door without it. So I'm getting domestic. I am.
Your cooking's awesome, and I love lemon meringue pie.
I mean, if I had to go back to the kitchen, that for me is like fine, no problem. I don't mind it. I got Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is we do in my house, because I don't know what it is. It's some melange. It's some meeting and melding of a Hanukkah slash a Christmas slash a Kwanzaa slash a, hey, let's just drink, you know, kind of a thing. So I don't know what you would call it, but I got oven mitts, which I love, from Jessica that say, I baked you some shut the F up cakes. Because that's the vengeance with which I cook sometimes, okay? I got an apron from Howard that had what do they call them? Trad wives. They had a lovely trad wife on, you know, this beautiful, industrial strength apron. She looked just like me, I have to say. So I got that. I got, I know for my birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah, you're getting my presents tomorrow.
Oh, I know. For my birthday, I'm getting... You gave me knives for Christmas.
For Christmas, yep.
Engraved with my names on my name.
Chef Randy.
Chef Randy engraved on my knives, right? I know I'm getting knives from Howard. I know I am. I'm getting my favorite, prep knife.
See, but you're talking about going back to the kitchen. Why don't you stay right where you are and cook us up a recipe to save democracy? Why don't you do that?
Oh, you know, that's like, you're just going to have to wait it out. This is the deal, okay? I hope everybody understands what the deal is. We have to wait this out. I don't know how long the wait is actually going to be. So you're going to feel a lot like an immigrant right now in your own country because you don't know how long the hunt for you is going to last. You don't know how many rights you will lose in the process. You don't know whether or not you will be able to hold on to the few belongings you already have, amassed in your lifetime of work. You know, you don't know when it's going to end. You don't know if it has a good ending or a bad ending for you and your family. So welcome to being an immigrant in America, because now we're all that, every one of us. In fact, you know something, even the Native Americans, even some Native Americans on their reservations, they were being rounded up as being immigrants because Donald Trump set quotas this weekend. Did you know that? He set quotas because people are pointing out that his massive raids, they ain't panning out. He's run out of people to arrest. Now, I will tell you, there were like 680,000 criminal aliens in this country. But guess where they are, everybody? Guess. That's right, they're in jail. So, I mean, he's running out of people. So I did the math. Biden used to deport somewhere around, and I know people in this country have no clue because Biden never talked about deporting people as a point of pride. It was just part of the business of being the president and having immigration on your particular plate. But he was deporting about 450 people a day, okay? So if you do that, like, by times it by a week, it's like 3,000 and change. And in this massive deportation raid, which, Donald Trump has been engaged in for the last 7 days, 2,100. Biden wins.